What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name is Bryce, aka Brewster Jablanca, and I'm here with
Caleb or WarMonkey75.
Chairs actually squeaky. Today, we are going to be ranking every single Mario Kart Wii track. Top 32. That's all we're going to be doing this episode, because it's probably going to be already like an hour and a half episode. So we got a lot of opinions on Mario Kart Wii.
Yep.
It is one of our favorite games of all time. Starting last year. Well, I guess 2018 was our first year of doing it, but we didn't do it until last year again. We tried to beat all the expert staff ghosts on time trials in Mario Kart Wii. So last year we started a Google Sheet of like all of our times. And then we figured out this year around April, May that we started, so we did it again this year. So now it's just a yearly tradition to suffer and beat expert staff ghosts in Mario Kart Wii. So
pretty insane.
And we were like, we actually made a ranking of this last year that never ended up coming out just because of whatever. I don't know what actually happened.
I don't know.
Probably some dumbass audio or something schedule-wise didn't work out for it to come out last year. So we have that list too. And if there's time, we'll maybe look over it at the end of the video and just see what has changed. So I looked on my YouTube analytics and only 8% of you are subscribed last time I looked. Maybe it's changed since. But only 8% of you that watch the videos subscribe. What are you doing?
Come on.
It is free. Like, you don't have to pay money to subscribe to us.
We're almost at 50.
You don't even have to put the bell on for notifications. Just subscribe to us. It'll mean a lot. We've just seen that, and it's like, come on, guys. Maybe we'll do giveaways. You don't know, but you don't because you don't subscribe.
Yeah.
Maybe at 100 subscribers, we'll do a giveaway or something. But we don't know because we're not at 100 subscribers. And if all you guys subscribe, we'll probably be close to 100 subscribers at that point. So, what are you doing? Subscribe to our channel. So, without further ado, me and Caleb's top 32 Mario Kart Wii tracks. Do you want to start? Or do you want me to start?
I can start.
Okay.
And no matter how many times I make this list, this is always going to be my 32nd track because I despise playing it. We've got Wario's Gold Mine.
I kind of figured
that is my least favorite track, and it will always be my least favorite track. It's just not fun. All the parts where you like go down and back up are so janky. Like, sure, you could go straight, but it's you're just, like, kind of thrown left and right, and the camera angle kind of gets awful. And then you're onto the minecarts at that point, and that part's not fun either. So, yeah. It's just a bad track.
Yeah, that's fair. My 32nd track, aka my least favorite track, and I didn't look, but I'm pretty sure this was the same as last year. I have Game Boy Shy Guy Beach.
Okay.
I just, like, what's the point of this track? Like, really? Like, I really don't get it. When you play it normally, it's not fun to play. When you're not paying attention, you get bombed out of goddamn nowhere. It's like practically like only fun when you have in like a off-roading vehicle, which is like maybe 2% of the time. Yeah. When you're playing. And it's just like, it's kind of a bad track overall. There's nothing special about it. The music's mid. Like, it's just, yeah, it's just not good. So it's my 32nd track.
I'll probably get a lot of hate for this because I do know there's a community for this track. At 31, I've got Toad's Factory. Another track where the most enjoyable thing is the right turn at the beginning. And then you get to the conveyor belt part and you're like, this sucks. And then you get to the box part and you're like, this is also awful. And then the left turn and then the right turn where the jump is, you're like, this isn't fun either. And then you're back at the beginning and it's like, like, what a unenjoyable time I just had playing Toad's Factory. The song goes hard,
Yeah, it's pretty
but
good.
the actual track itself, I just can't enjoy it. But just a little more than Wario's Gold Mine. Wario's Gold Mine is on its own level. I just hate it so much. But yeah.
I know that this could get me some hate. I don't actually know how much people like this track, but at number 31, I have Grumble Volcano. Just a really frustrating track, to be honest. It's one upside, in my opinion, is the fact that like the map changes every lap.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. Like the earthquake stuff about it's pretty cool. But besides that, just like some of the most jank shit like made by Nintendo in my opinion. Like after you come out of the cave, there's a jump and then there's platforms. And if you trick a certain way, which is what you're supposed to do in the game, you're supposed to be able to trick off things onto other things. When you trick on it, you just go directly into the lava no matter what you do. It's like, how does that even, like, how do you even let that happen? Like, that's such a bad design to a thing. And then the ending just sucks. Like, no matter which way you go, it's
Yeah.
just obnoxious. The only good part about the track is the beginning. So, yeah. Grumble Volcano.
At 30, I've got Grumble Volcano. Yeah, it's cool. It's very like aesthetically pleasing map. Like, yeah, that's a gosh darn volcano we're in. Yeah, there's just some bits in it where it's like this isn't completely polished or work as intended, like the jumps. Like the first part with the double split cave, yeah, that's pretty fun. And you get to the jumps and it's like, oh.
Yeah,
And
that's
then
when it instantly becomes
the
unfun.
part and then that like little stretch after that's fun. And then you get to the split road again and it's like both of these paths kinda suck. Maybe it's just a flame runner thing, just because the right turn's pretty sharp. On Mach Bike, that probably wouldn't be too bad.
Probably not. It's
But.
just like the optimal turn on that road is right, like the right lane at the end. And the turn there is just abysmal.
Yeah.
Like, it's impossible. So. And I'm not gonna practice 3 hours just doing that turn over and over again
Yeah.
to like the track more. So, yeah. At number 30, once again, I don't really know how this track was received or is received now. I have DS Desert Hills. Just a whatever track, truly. I think the most fun part about the track is like the end where you go woo
Yeah.
woo woo and then you turn out. Like that's fine. But like the rest of it's just like sand. Like it's not really that impressive to me. It's not exciting. It's not really that fun. Like when I think of Mario Kart Wii, this is probably like on the bottom like five of tracks I even think about playing first. So just 'cause it's like whatever. Like, I'd rather play the harder tracks than this just because it's boring. So, yeah.
At 29, I've got Dry Dry Ruins, and kind of my big thing is that one turn. That one turn in the temple
Oh,
bit,
yeah. Yeah.
just because it gets me every
It
time.
is a pretty wacky turn, pretty unnatural.
Just because you're supposed to go up the wall, down, and then up the other wall, and then turn. And even when you try and do that, it like doesn't really work.
No. He'll probably end up backwards before that ends up working.
Yeah, so that part's a little screwy. But the rest of the track is fine. Like, I'm a pretty big fan of the ending bit even if like you don't have a mushroom, because just going around and then in is all right. I don't know the track well enough to do the like the ultra cut where you hop up onto the second level and then kind of breeze past the finish line in the first like two turns and then into the little like grove part. I've never done that, but that looks cool.
Yeah, it's a cool cut, but like I probably won't practice
No, it's pretty situational, but that and like the falling pillars just kind of screw you over when you jump on them. You get way too much air and it's just
Yeah.
way too much of a time loss, which is pretty aggravating. So yeah, you got dry ruins.
We're on 29.
Yes.
At 29, I have GameCube Mario Circuit. It's like whatever. Like I really don't care for this track, to be honest. It's like a fine track. The like turn with the chain chomps, like whatever, because the shroom spot's like there to go
Yeah.
through the grass, and it's like that's fine, I guess. The ending bit with like the just like the groves of sand that you like short jump on is like whatever, but when it screws up, like when you screw up on it, it's so obnoxious.
Yeah.
And then like in actual races of like that can absolutely screw you over at the end. And then the piranha plants, if you get even remotely close to them, they will eat you. So it's
Yeah.
just like, God damn it. I honestly think I rank this higher in our GameCube ranking, like of GameCube tracks,
Yeah.
because I think it just ran better on the GameCube. I really didn't care for it, especially when we're using bikes like 98% of the time. It's just like whatever. So, yeah, I don't really care for it.
At 28, I've got GBA Shy Guy Beach. The coolest thing about it is like the background with the big old pirate ship with the Shy
Yeah,
Guys.
that's
Like
pretty
that.
chill.
It's a nice looking track. It's basically a glorified square though.
Yeah.
The crabs kind of piss me off. Even though I like know which way they're gonna go, I still run into them almost every single time.
Feel like I run into them more like in actual races
Yeah.
than time trialing.
And at that point, I just start driving through the water. I just get mad. And then I just take the closest line possible to the deep blue water, and you can still do pretty well. The thing I do enjoy is the off-road shortcuts. If you get a star or a golden, you're basically just gonna win.
Especially towards the end, because I guarantee you most CPU will just take the long way around it,
Yeah.
so you can just cut through the grass and win. And you also don't have to go through the finish line, you can just go
Exactly.
through the like outside corner,
Yeah.
so
Just take the finish line inside and beat it like that. And that always feels kind of cool.
yeah, no, it's pretty fun.
So.
I'm sure you've been waiting for this to come up on my list. Number 28, I have Wario's Gold Mine.
Yeah.
It's like it's pretty obnoxious. I think I like it more than you just because it has some fun memories from like a childhood. Like just absolutely not being able to finish this track as a kid was just kind of funny to look back at. And also when you're a kid and you find that like shortcut you can take like at the end with like
Yeah.
where the minecarts go, I was like, this is so hype, like I'm
Yeah.
not supposed to be over here right now.
Yeah.
Like that was fun. I like the music, it's pretty good. Let us know if you want us to rank Mario Kart music. I think that'd be a pretty fun episode. I enjoy music.
Yeah.
Caleb likes music, obviously.
Sometimes, no.
Nah, just buy vinyl for fun.
Yeah. Dude, I don't. I think we looked into it. There is no like Mario Kart Wii soundtrack on vinyl.
So bad. I don't know how.
Just make my own.
I guess.
I wish.
They have sports though.
They do.
And some of those clips are like 3 seconds long.
Yeah.
But yeah, Wario's Goldmine. It's bad, but it's iconic, which gives it points for me. Like, I could probably easily put Wario's Goldmine last, but at least like I think about playing Wario's Goldmine before like Shy Guy Beach and stuff like that, because I just don't care for them. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
At 27, I've got SNES Ghost Valley 2. It's an extremely short track. It's probably the darkest track in the game, and it's also kind of filled with booze everywhere, so it's like a little hard to see sometimes if you don't know the track, and it's like, I don't know if you have a dark TV. And
Yeah.
the jump for the shortcut's a little screwy, which is annoying, because doing that over and over and over is not fun.
When you hit it, though, it feels really good.
Yeah. It's like the second shortest track in the game. And there's a little jump at the end that's completely useless, that you either have to like drift and grab the box or time a hop perfectly over it so you don't actually hit it, because you get an insane amount of
Yeah,
air.
which I get what they're going for,
Yeah.
'cause like on the Super Nintendo you would just jump up super high,
Yes.
but like gameplay wise it's just so
Yeah.
bad. Like you could easily be ahead by like 2 seconds. You could take that jump and probably get like third just based off airtime on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I mean, besides that, it's an all right track. The mechanics of banking banking into the wall and the blocks falling is kind of cool. But you never really hit the same pot twice.
Hate this track so much. It's making me
Yeah,
talk silly.
apparently. But yeah.
Number 27, I have Toad's Factory. I just like, I know there's like extreme like cult following of this track for whatever fucking reason. Like it's certain people put this in like their top five tracks in Wii, which is like crazy to me. Like there's like good parts of this track that I completely understand why people do that, but then there's like the real person in me that's like, I don't like playing this track. It's like, it's easily the worst one in the Mushroom Cup, and it's like the last one too,
Yeah.
which is just like, God damn it. Like, I get it's like when you have like the routes down, it could be really like fun just because like you like at the end you whip around the corner, you can get those turbos and you can cook. You could probably cook people at the track once you like get to know it, but like the like actual like gameplay of Mario Kart Wii, like it's pretty impossible to get that perfect run on Toad's Factory like every lap
Yeah.
just because there's so much screwery with items and stuff. So yeah, it's at 27. It's not like, it's definitely one of my least favorite tracks, but I don't know, I don't get what people see in it.
Yeah, trying to wheelie through the box section perfectly is also like kind of miserable, 'cause if you run into a box, it's like,
It just completely stops your momentum.
yeah, and then
I bet that just made everything super dark on the
I,
video. That's
yeah,
crazy.
if you stop on a box, there's also conveyor belts going left and right, so then you're just going,
They're pretty
mm-hmm.
powerful too.
Yeah,
Like they're not like just like a little like
breakable ones, they're solid
No, they're
box.
solid
Yeah,
boxes.
ay, alrighty. At number 26, and I will get hate for this because I know this track has a cult following, is DS Yoshi Falls.
I also have that 20 sec,
Really?
yeah.
Yeah, it's
It's Like, whatever. Like, it's really not that good. Like, I'm sorry. It's just not.
Shortest track in the game. It is literally, besides maybe Shy Guy Beach, the most basic layout. Just a circle. I mean, I like circles, but... eh. It's not this one too much. Like, the water parts don't even feel great to do. The first two are kind of punishable because there's no boxes in them.
Yeah.
And then you're done. Like, the coolest bit is the last waterfall because it's, like, flat and you get a box or you can jump.
Yeah.
And it's just slower to do the jump. So. Yeah.
My number 26 is DS Yoshi Falls. I think what ruined it for me was the fact that the water is, like, not the good way to go. Like, as a kid, you'd, like, try and get through the water every time. Like, you'd save up, like, your 3 mushrooms in a real race to go through, like, the long part in the middle. But, like, that's really not any faster doing that. It's really whatever to me. Like, it used to be, like, probably top 15 for me at one point. But, like, the more I've gotten older, the more I just really don't care for this track anymore. So, yeah.
Wow, this next one. I know people love this track.
Oh, boy.
At 25, I've got Mushroom Gorge.
I know you don't like this track very much.
Yeah. Everything's great about it, except for the mushroom part. And it's in the name, so it should be good, but the respawn points for it are so awful. And the mushrooms in this game don't work all the time. I guess my expectations are just too high.
I guess so.
But, like, you don't want to trick on every single one, because it's just, there's no reason to. And then sometimes, if you don't and you wheelie on the green mushrooms, you end up shooting past the next orange mushroom, but then you'll bounce on the one after, but you won't get enough air to, like, make it to the end. You'll fall off and you'll get taken half the way back instead of, like, 10 feet in front of you where you should respawn. I've only ever, like, successfully done the gap jump, like, twice, and maybe it's probably something I should learn. Because it's, like, the next basic one after, Grumble and maybe DK Summit. But, yeah, the other parts are just, they're fine. They're fun. The spot with, like, the one mushroom and the 3 mushrooms, they generally work every single time, but...
yeah.
Bouncing on, like, the 5 or 6, it's just, like, it kind of... awful to do. So yeah, I gonna get some hate for that.
Yeah, I was looking up something. I'll bring it up later when we talk about it. My number 25 is Super Nintendo Ghost Valley. If I had to completely guess on what I did last year, I'm guessing this is way lower last year for me. I had a very bad time playing this track last year.
Yeah.
And I just think I was bad at Mario Kart last year, to be honest. But it took me, like, 3 hours to beat the super, like, the expert ghost. Because it's just, like, you have to be so goddamn perfect on that turn.
Yep.
And it was, like, really my first year playing with the Pro Controller instead of the Nunchucks, too. So I was, like... which, I get nunchucks are kind of like, they were at least making a comeback somewhat late last year for world records and stuff. But, like, it's definitely a lot easier to use the Pro Controllers when you're, like, just trying to be consistent at Mario Kart, I'd probably say. Just because you don't have to shake your controller or anything like that. But, anyways, not a bad track. It's extremely short, which kind of makes it fun. As a kid, I remember knocking into those walls that fell over a lot, which was really frustrating back then.
Yeah.
Because then my dumbass would take the same route and then fall off the next lap because there would be no more block there anymore. Yeah. But yeah, super pointless jump at the end. Like I was saying earlier, I understand what they're trying to go for, but it's extremely useless and actually like pretty harmful to your lap. So yeah, Ghost Valley.
And this next one I'm going to get the most hate for, because I know this is some people's favorite track in the game. At 24, I've got Coconut Mall.
Dang.
Yeah.
Huge fall off for Coconut Mall.
I'm just not a big Coconut Mall fan, to be honest. The conveyor belts don't change as fast as they used to. Or we're just... Or the...
Escalators.
Or we're just way too fast.
I think we're just too fast. I think it's like... Never mind.
Maybe it's based on like sixth place and where they are in the map.
I think it's a lot more consistent when you're actually playing the Grand Prix, just because there's more like items that can screw you over and whatnot. But
yeah, so like the elevator, the escalator parts are like a little inconsistent to make me kind of hate driving that bit. And I guess the other reason is I have not learned the low tricks, and
that's, oh no, yeah, and it just pisses me off so much,
and that's my main reason. My main reason for hating it is because I haven't learned it to do it.
Like, he's just bad at the game.
Yeah,
so don't hate him too much, I guess.
So if I learn those, it'll probably be higher in my ranking. It's like the biggest meme. It's got a banger soundtrack.
Yeah, that song just took over, really. Out of the blue, too. Yeah. Like 2019, for whatever reason.
Yeah. Like, we're getting to the point where if all these tracks get picked, I don't mind.
No, no, definitely not.
Starting with, like, especially Coconut Mall. I don't hate the track. It's just, I don't really enjoy driving it that much. That's fair.
Obviously, we still have that long-awaited Mario Kart 8 Deluxe ranking.
Yeah.
So if you've made it this far into the video, we're like 30 minutes in, you might be hearing a little snippet that most other people won't be hearing if you don't listen to the full video, but we're planning on streaming all the tracks of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on stream to, like, remember them, and then we're gonna do a ranking of them afterwards. Not on stream, but we're gonna try and stream all the tracks in one night and have some fun doing that. So
it's gonna be like a 5-hour event.
Yeah, so if you want to stop by during that, I'll probably be like the beginning of summer, I'd imagine, like late May, early June, sometime. So yeah, my 24, I have Moonview Highway. This track has progressively gotten higher for me over the years. It used to be my least favorite track in the game as a kid, just because I didn't understand the concept of these cars are coming at you at a certain time period. Yep. It's not just random. They have timings. And I probably also didn't use the turbo boost as I was supposed to as a kid either. So there's that. One part I don't really like about it is the very inconvenient hill part that is in the track. Like, why is that in the track? It's not fast.
Yeah.
I get maybe it's to get like a consistent item, maybe, but then you're just slowing yourself down even more trying to go up there and then get it. And then when you jump off, you could easily just run into a car instantly when you hit the ground. So, but, yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. We're getting to the point, Mario Kart Wii, with it being like one of my favorite games, I don't really hate all these tracks.
Yeah.
It's just not one I'm going to go out my way to play very often. So, yeah.
It's also in like the Forbidden Cup.
Yeah. Special Cup is just insane.
Yeah. At 23, I've got GCN Peach Beach. It's like one of those other super basic tracks. Just kind of a glorified oval. And the cataclacs, don't know this, the ducks.
The silly guys on the beach.
They can actually like royally screw you over. So, I mean, even though I haven't hit them a ton, when you do, it changes your race completely. And the lines you have to take to just to avoid them is kind of crazy. Cutting through the water, pretty optimal, and it's like feels good when you do it. And then there's like the secondary path that you can take to do a huge jump, which is a little slower, but it like feels cool to do. You see some crazy news.
No, I looked up what they're called.
Oh, what are they called?
They're called cataquacks.
Oh, okay.
Also called pihanas? Piahanas? Or pihanas?
So a duck.
Cataquack.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's called those other three things, but they are.
Piranha, Pihana, Pohana. Yeah. It's just fairly basic track, but not basic to the point where it's like boring the whole time you're driving it. So.
At number 23, I have N64 Sherbet Land. It's all right. It's a track. This is like one of the few Mario Karts where I think they don't have that many ice tracks or like snow tracks, really.
Like two.
Yeah, which is like compared to eight, like we're getting like two a cup in the
Yeah.
DLC, so I was like, God damn it. So it's kind of grown on me over the years, just because it's like one of the better snow tracks, in my opinion. It's like pretty chill, nothing too crazy about it. So that's all I really gotta say about
Yeah, 22. I've got N64 Sherbet
it.
Land. Yeah, I mean, if you like wheelieing, it is your track. There are so many spots where you can just go straight and cruise for a while.
Yeah, if you like wheeling and then turning abruptly left.
That is literally all of the track.
It's not too crazy.
Yeah, very simple. The penguins are pretty frustrating sometimes, especially the ones right in front of the cave, because sometimes they're like in that perfect spot and you're like,
Yeah, here we go, and then you get
Yep.
hit.
But yeah, no, it's a simple, pleasant track, and it execute what it's supposed to do very well. So.
At number 22, I have Dry Dry Desert. I enjoy this significantly more than Desert Hills, in my opinion. Just because I think the ending bit is like actually really fun, to be honest. Like the beginning and the ending is pretty fun. That turn is really jank though. Like
Yeah.
really jank. When you could pull off like the glitch, like shoot you over the wall perfectly. That's awesome, which
Yeah.
is another reason why it kind of shoots up for me, because when you hit that, it's like, let's go! But when you don't, it's really frustrating.
Yep.
The bats are also really obnoxious, too.
That too.
I've gotten hit off the track by the bats before, like, just completely off. Like, towards the end, when they're like coming out of the cave with you. It hit me, and then I like hit an out of bounds spot. Like,
I was
what?
thinking of the other spot in
That
the
too,
beginning.
because like it can screw over your wheelie going into the cave.
Yeah.
But I've never, not before this year, I've never been hit out of bounds on Dry Dry Ruins before, but I did. So, yep, that's my 22.
The number 21, I know this sort of has a cult following. I've got Maple Tree Way. Yeah, this track is pretty fun. The Secret way is kind of hard to hit sometimes. It's like kind of up diagonal right and then left, and you're like, ugh.
I'm pretty sure I didn't even do it for my run in the time trials because it was pissing me off. So.
If you do it with a mushroom, it's a little challenging. Any other speed item, it's usually just fine. Like, even with a thunder cloud, that's fine. Star, mega shroom, golden, whatever. But yeah, I mean, the wiggler part kind of makes me angry because
I remember that getting you pretty tilted when we were playing.
I always like end up running into them, and then the turn into the wiggler part on the big ol', like, it's like the big old branch that curves to the left is a little screwy, because you can easily take it too wide or take it too sharp, and both ways you can fall off, so you just gotta hit it perfectly. But besides that, the big like bouncy ramp, kind of cool. A very unique spot of the game because no other track has that besides like maybe Rainbow Road with the little like flutter part, but no, big old net. So yeah, very cool concept, a very nice looking track.
I agree. My 21 is GameCube Peach Beach. If you like using the spear, this is your track. Like, I remember liking this a lot as a kid because I would take the left way, which was the jump, and then you'd like turn into the track again. But like finding out that's just like not good is just kind of like, oh. Because I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure me and you always took that way, like when we just play normally, just because it was cool. But like now it's like, I never take that way. And the cataquacks, or whatever they're called.
Piranhas.
When I initially like read that text, I re like read it as piranha and I went, what? Yeah, those can royally like screw you over.
It's like being hit by a blue shell.
Almost worse, I'd say. Like it shoots you in the air, but like it takes you a second to get back to your momentum again. Like,
Sometimes they like stand there
and then
and
they
hit
get you
you
again.
again, and it's like, oh.
But if you like going straight on a wheelie, or you like using the spear, this is the track for you, really. So, yeah.
At number 20, I've got Rainbow Road. That's purely because it took me a good hour and a half to beat the expert ghost. Because the first time I did it, I came within like 0.2. And then an hour and a half went by and I finally beat it again.
I think your biggest flaw about that entire run was you were trying to beat your ghost, but your ghost was like already 2 seconds ahead of the expert ghost. So it was like, you probably would have won if you came within a second of that ghost. But man, I don't think I've seen him. You didn't even really get that mad. You were just like breaking mentally. Like, I've seen you get more mad at the custom tracks the past couple days than you got the entire hour and a half you played Rainbow Road.
Just 'cause like I would keep restarting and then get the first bit perfect, and then you got to the wavy bit where you have to hit the end spot to be able to have enough momentum to do the next part. And it was the part after that with the big like eight, and that side railing was kind of screwing me the entire time.
Yeah, it was a lot harder to hit that trick than I remember it being. Like you'd like kind of shoot off of it, but I rarely got the trick on it, which was kind of weird, but whatever.
I think it's just an animation glitch. Like
It could be.
I feel like I've heard EnMeed and Troy talk about that a couple times where they were like, it still happens, it's just the animation doesn't happen, so
Could be the case because I'm sure it's not meant to actually, you're not really supposed to do that in the first place. You're kind of like supposed to go woo, woo, like that's the real design of the track or whatever, going through the middle. But yeah, number 20, I have Super Nintendo Mario Circuit 3. Overall, fun track. I remember having a lot of issues beating this ghost last year, but you just have to be really like perfect with Daisy just drifting properly and whatever. But like, I remember that track royally screwing me over a lot as a kid, especially in Lightning Cup, just because it was like, oh boy, it's like the last big cup before like you get like the thanks for playing screen. So it's like, oh, I'm sweaty, and then you just get screwed over at the end. Yeah, my mid range of these are just like, they're all right. They're not my favorite, but they're fine. Like, this has like some of my favorite Wii tracks, or not just Wii, but Mario Kart tracks in general, are the tracks where anyone can win, and I feel like this is one of those where anyone can win at any time, pretty much. If you get like a good item in the last lap, you could just sweep it. So, yeah.
Yeah, one of those tracks where there's like enough off-road to where people can just
Go through it. There's that obvious like mushroom spot too near the end, but like that's not even really the mushroom spot you want to take, which is kind of cool, but also confusing at the same time. But yeah.
At 19, I've got DS Desert Hill. My favorite thing is being able to cut off all the off-road on this track. Like, there's that one spot at the end where you can completely cut off that last right turn and go straight to the finish line. Otherwise, going like behind the pyramid isn't like, it's a little bit faster, but it was also like, whoa, I am like dodging this whole off-road thing. And then the angry sun shooting out like the little fireball guys, like that's a cool mechanic. I know other tracks add them in slowly too, but like the sun is just kind of watching you the entire time.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's pretty fun. Like you mentioned, it's one of the few like off-road tracks where it's like favors Magic Cruiser, and that's really the only like optimal off-road car. Which it's pretty good. I'd say it's like fourth best off the top of my head. But yeah, I mean, it's fairly simple track.
At 19, I have Wii Mario Circuit. It's fine. Nothing too special about it. Like, I like it just slightly more than Mario Circuit 3. I think like the overall layout of it's like pretty classic. Chain Chomp. Simple. Nothing too crazy about it. So, yeah.
At 18, I know a lot of people enjoy this track. I know you love this track. We got Koopa Cape. This makes Bryce go crazy.
Yeah.
We're kind of getting to the point where it's like the next like 18 tracks and up, I will probably pick these tracks. Like Koopa Cape, I like thoroughly enjoy racing on Koopa Cape. Yeah, there's like not really a bad spot except for the end shortcut. Because that water is so treacherous.
Yeah. Like I like barely even went into it when we were playing the other day and I just got swept away. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like I was absolutely punishing everyone we were playing and then I was just in seventh automatically after that.
But yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of cool spots that like are not featured in other tracks, especially racing through the pipe. Like that underwater section is so cool. And if you're able to like stop and actually like look around on time trials, it's like you see all the, especially the eel. That's the big thing you can peek at. But yeah, racing kind of down this like little creek waterfall thing is pretty cool, and the shortcuts are pretty easy and fun, so
Well, I get that Mario Kart 8 and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, like, obviously, a lot more leeway to make better tracks because they're on a better system. But, like, I think Mario Kart Wii was super inventive with a lot of their tracks they made for this game. Like, the new tracks, especially. Like, yeah. Okay. Number 18, I have GameCube Waluigi Stadium. I enjoy this track for the most part. I think it's pretty fun. It's like honestly a pretty badass track with all the different tricks and stuff. The piranha is extremely frustrating when you get stuck on it, 'cause you're like literally at a standstill until that thing moves, or you have to back out completely and then drive again. So it's like Jesus. But like there's a lot of catch-up spots on it, which I appreciate, which is pretty fun, and then just overall a pretty fun track. It's just not like one of my like go-tos, but it's perfectly fine. So yeah.
At 17, I've got Wii Bowser Castle. It would be higher if the spot with the big shooting Bowser wasn't so screwy. He can like jump up the wall, and it's not like 100% guarantee that you shoot across to the other side and be able to hop across the other wall and then zigzag again. I mean, you could go in the middle, go off the little jumps, but then you risk getting hit by a big fireball. That's kind of this track's like cool mechanic though, is a big fireball shooting Bowser, which is really sick.
Yeah.
A very good looking track, a lot of thwomps. You got the little fire shooty part at the end. So it's like one of those hard tracks that's still really fun to drive. So I think it does a nice balance of that. So I enjoy it.
Okay. It's middle of the road, so I'm sure I won't get too much hate for putting it here, but I know a lot of people love this track. I have DS Peach Garden. It's a really fun track for the most part. Really, one of the more like, I think it's one of the like better designed DS tracks like of all time too, just because it's literally like a garden maze with chain chomps trying to like get you. It's like cool. Once you figure out the optimal route, though, it's not as fun to go through it, just because it's like you kind of just go around the outside, weave back in, and then you're out. So it's like, okay, that's fine. And I also despise the dirt at the end. It is so slippery for what? And then the moles getting you is just so frustrating. But I really like the design of this track overall, and I enjoy it. So, yeah.
At 16, I've got Moonview Highway. Yeah, once you figure out the car's pathing, it's pretty simple to do. Having the Miis at the toll booth's always fun to like look at who's there.
Yeah.
Really the big thing is just following cars and then weaving into the middle once you get too close, and then just going back into the lane. It's a very like high intensity track, especially once you get after the toll booths and then you hit the boosts over and over and over. It's really like rush hour traffic at that point, and you're
Yeah.
like, but the thing that I've always enjoyed about Moonview is like typically all the races are super close. Like maybe you can get a breakaway, but it's not a super front runny track,
Yeah.
especially if you get like hit in the wrong spot, then there's cars hitting you, and then you're back in like sixth, seventh, just some mid or bottom spots. So, yeah, Moonview is pretty chaotic.
At number 16, I have the Wii Bowser Castle. It's a pretty good track. I think this year really helped me with it too, because wow. Last year was a fucking abysmal time for me playing this track. This was up there with Ghost Valley as like my least favorite time trial track, because I literally had to whip out the nunchucks to beat this shit. I'm pretty sure, at least at the time, Nunchuck was the world record holder for this track or something like that. I don't know why else I would pull out the nunchucks for it if I, like... yeah, but it was just like, god damn it. I remember being at, like, close to 1 o'clock in the morning and getting Caleb out of his bed to come watch my time, because I was like,
"Yep,
I hate this track. Screw this. I'm never time-trialing this ever again," pretty much. But this year I beat it in like 20 minutes. So I was like, damn, I must have just really sucked ass at Mario Kart last year. So once I got to enjoy it this year, because I didn't take 3 hours playing it, I noticed how like genuinely fun this track was. Just a lot of random cool shit that was happening on it, like multiple different paths, lots of like thwomps, like you said. The lava ridges at the end that you can short jump on are fun. So, pretty solid track.
Yeah, no. This game was like treating us with three different Bowser castles.
Yeah.
And 8 Deluxe only has two. Maybe one.
So frustrating.
No, they have two. They added... yeah, whatever. But it's still like 96 tracks and two Bowser castles. But they have like 6 Rainbow Roads, I think.
Yeah, crazy, ridiculous, honestly.
At 15, I've got Luigi Circuit. This is like the basic track. It is the first track you play, assuming you start with the Mushroom Cup, which you're crazy not to.
Yeah, you're kind of mentally insane if you don't start with Mushroom. It's like literally either Mushroom or Green Shell. Like, but you're still kind of weird for picking Green Shell first.
Yeah. Having the big Luigi change to a Mii head when you play a Mii is really funny.
Yeah. I enjoy that too a lot.
The only gripe I have is the pipes in the off-road shortcut at the end. I always end up hitting them.
You do it a lot better than me. I just ended up not doing it for my run because I was getting pissed off.
I found like the optimal angle to do it, but I'm also like gaining a half second for not taking the like the best way. I sort of, instead of taking it completely inside, which is entirely possible, I just haven't figured out the angle. I found like a little outside one, which still saves a lot of time because the boosts kind of take a while. And figured out how to consistently do that, so I just do that at this point, and that works for me. But yeah, no, it was very solid track all around.
Number 15, I have Rainbow Road. So yeah, this map kind of sucks time trialing it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I got extremely lucky with one of my runs and was just on crack, and I finished in like 30 minutes, which was so nice. I was like... Caleb's better than me at Mario Kart, so when it took him an hour and a half, I was like, god damn it. Like, this is going to take me, like, literally 3 hours, like, last year with some of the tracks. But it didn't, thankfully. Maybe one day we'll do, like, a Rainbow Road ranking, like, just every one of them. But I'd say this is probably, like, one of my favorites of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just genuinely, like, really fun. So, and it's my... like first Rainbow Road experience, really. I mean, I'm pretty sure I played this before the DS one, so. And then as a kid, you were always like, oh, I'm so nervous.
Yeah, no. Like,
Rainbow Road.
Because it was that track. And yeah. Now it's kind of like a meme track. If someone ever comes over, it's always like, yeah, I'm going to pick Rainbow Road. It's like, you kidding me?
Yeah, you're not funny, dude.
Yeah, dude. Stop.
Yeah. So I have Rainbow Road at 15.
At 14, I've got DS Peach Gardens. I think this is like a very well-designed track. It is literally just a big garden. The maze part is like really cool. like you said, the optimal way kind of ruins it because you just go right and then left. But like weaving through there is fun, and then seeing a chain chomp is like, ah,
Yeah,
and
'cause
then
it's like a jump scare sometimes.
yeah, the item boxes following the chain chomps is like pretty cool.
Because then you kind of have to follow them if you need it. So it's like,
Exactly.
yeah.
And the shortcuts on this map are really cool, driving like through the flower beds. And yeah, the only annoying spot is the end with the moles, unless you have a like a speed item, you just kind of fly through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's no like god awful turns on it either, which is really nice.
Some of them, like, it's like right after you do the mushroom cut, like those weird patchy like square grass parts are kind of obnoxious to go around, kind of. Because I remember as a kid, I'd just drift around it the long way, but like now that I'm 20 years old, I can kind of bounce around it a little bit, which is like faster, but so.
But yeah.
Number 14, I have Maple Treeway. Just a classic track, to be honest. Extremely cool when it came out, because it was just like no one had ever done something like this. Like you're driving in a tree, and then the ending is just really cool because you're like dismounting from it, and then you can take the tree, like jump at the end too, which is cool. One of my biggest gripes is like the shortcut is just obnoxious. Like with a single mushroom, at least, it's just like so annoying. Like you said, when you have a different item, you can kind of just veer into it because you're already going fast and you don't have to like time it perfectly. So it's like, yeah, but it's pretty good. Maple Treeway is pretty classic track.
At 13, I've got N64 DK Jungle Parkway. And I don't remember where I had it last year, but I feel like it was way lower.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, we'll find
Yeah,
out.
we'll find out at the end of the video.
But no, this is actually like a really enjoyable track. There's like the only one kind of screwy part is going off of the big jump and then turning left, like some vehicles, it's just actually so tough for. When I was screwing around with a Phantom, which is arguably like one of the worst vehicles in the game, I had to like hit the brakes, turn left, like maneuver left, and then start going again because you just couldn't like drift left and make that turn, which was awful. But I'm not gonna play with the Phantom anyways, so was
You love
whatever.
the Phantom.
Oh
I know
God.
it.
Yeah. But no, it's a great track. It's super fun to drive, especially with the mock bike and the ending shortcut. Fairly simple. I can't do it right, but
Yeah, I was trying to like tell him how to do it, and he kept like bumping into the walls. Like, God damn
Yeah,
it.
and the yacht's super cool. The orange water, yeah, just a pleasant track.
Number 13, I have Mushroom Gorge. Just such a classic map, in my opinion. Like, yeah, the mushroom mechanics aren't the best. Like, they're actually quite unfun for the most part. They like really made eight, like, I feel like you don't nearly bounce on them as much anymore, which is like kind of takes away the fun of like the screwiness of it. But I know you probably love that, so, because you hate mushrooms so much. But I realized something kind of quickly after I played custom tracks. These are the best mushroom mechanics in the
Honestly,
game,
yeah.
so. Because everyone that makes mushroom tr like tracks on custom tracks, they're awful, so. Sorry. But this was also like, I think my favorite track as a kid. Like, it was just so much fun. I always took the left way too, which is like not that fast. But like, It was always fun trying to figure it out, so yeah.
At number 12, I've got Wii Mario Circuit. Yeah, I mean, it's just a very classic, easy layout. My only gripe is the shortcut is like not that great. It's like the ramp.
Yeah, if that's really even a shortcut.
Yeah.
Like with a star, maybe, but like mushrooms, it's like, eh.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather just like veer left at the end and kind of cut through the trees at that point, so.
And then even if you don't take the jump, there's this weird like clip when you get back onto the road where you still get airtime and then
Yeah,
launch into
true.
the side of the tunnel, which is like,
Oh.
yeah. But the Goomba part with like the little forest at the end is actually like so good. Especially if you get something to make you go really fast off road. You can just hide behind the trees and then cut in front of everyone again. But yeah.
Number 12, I have N64 DK Jungle Parkway. Fun track, honestly. Just a really calm track. Looks great on the Wii. I don't know how it looked on the N64. I don't think I've ever seen a clip of it on the N64, but like it's really nice. The little like jump, the jump over the water is like kind of cool. I wish you could get a trick off of it, because it kind of just like shoots you like a cannon, but it's not a cannon. It's kind of weird. Just the like turns are fun. If you can get the shortcut down at the end, it's like really cool, honestly, because it's just kind of around the corner. It's just like such a chill track, though. I enjoyed a lot. Don't know how much I've kept in the past like 5 minutes, but there's a squirrel on our bird feeder, and Kim wants to chase it. And it keeps eating our bird feeder, like breaking it.
Like actually eating the plastic.
Yeah, so.
Alrighty. I'll just
I need to close the windows or something.
At 11, and it's kind of unfortunate. I've got Moo Moo Meadows. I think it's better than 8 Deluxe just because it's like bigger and the it like my only gripe is the end part with if you want to go off the ramp, it kind of shoots you into the grass sometimes, and that's like so aggravating.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just avoid it.
I usually just go right and then drift left, like if that makes any sense to you guys. I don't know if that will, but
Yeah, thankfully it's like not the only way to get a box, and you can just go left or right. And then the moles aren't too bad, but their trail is kind of annoying sometimes.
remember them being a lot harder as a kid for some reason.
But besides that, it's a very pleasant track. A lot of people know the soundtrack to it too. It's
Oh,
like
yeah.
the default one that people go to besides like Coconut Mall.
Yeah.
The cows are cool. You can hit them too. When they jump.
Yeah, goofy.
Yeah. But no, classic Moo Moo Meadows.
At number 11, I have Coconut Mall. I obviously iconic soundtrack. Just overall, like, fun ass design. It's literally a mall, and then you go through like a really shitty parking lot. Like, what the hell is that? My computer's taking off like a PS4 right now. Ignore that if you can hear that. But as a kid, I really enjoyed the huge jump off the top. But obviously, I don't really take that anymore. And like the parking lot is actually like pretty tricky, honestly, if you like, especially if you're like playing a real race, because like you never know what, like when you're doing time trials, you can kind of time it out, like when they're gonna be like over the boost or not. But in a real race, you don't really know what's gonna happen. But honestly, my favorite part about the entire track is the Miis all over the like walls. Like It's honestly really cool. Like, you can just, like, if you're on someone else's Wii, you can just see all their Miis. Like, you can tell what they have. Like, you'll just be driving through and suddenly, like, Darth Vader will be on the wall. Yeah. Or, like, LeBron James. It's like, yeah. Okay. Like,
nice Miis, dude.
Yeah. But, it's very iconic. So, and like I said, we'll get into the 8 Deluxe eventually, but holy yeah. shit.
Yeah.
The disappointment I had when that initially came out was unbelievable.
Ugh.
They butchered my boy so bad. We'll get into that later.
Catch me on another week and I'll have Coconut Mall a lot higher.
Yeah.
My feelings right now. Eh. But, alrighty. And starting off the top 10, I've got Daisy Circuit. What?
Daisy Circuit.
Yeah, it's funny when you play a Mii, so then the Luigi head gets replaced again, and you a Mii dancing with Daisy. The shortcut on this track, when you go like through the apartment, pretty cool, pretty fun. And then you don't have to do one of those classic figure eight moments. Yeah, there's just, like, not really a bad spot to this track. It's super easy to drive. The cones kind of get in your way sometimes, but that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, the little spot at the end where you can go on, like, the second level, and it's like, ooh, like, I'm slightly higher than you, and closer to the left wall. Wow.
Wowzers.
But yeah, no, it's just a very simple and pleasant track to drive.
My number 10, I have Koopa Cape. There's a meme in this household of me going absolutely berserk to Koopa Cape.
This guy Cooper was crazy. Cup. Yeah.
It's only because I was watching Caleb do custom tracks, and there was a run of custom tracks where Koopa Cape was every single soundtrack. So I heard the song quite literally like 25 times in a row, and I just started singing it without even trying. And I was like, I'm going absolutely insane listening to this like beginning part of the song over and over again. Like, it's just crazy. But overall, I think Koopa Cape is just such a cool track. Like, the beginning's like, it's fine, like nothing too special, but like the underground part's so, like underwater part's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like a pipe going through the water. You can see different fish in the water and stuff. Just overall really cool. My least favorite part is the shock. Like, if you, there's easily ways you can avoid it, but like when, there's this sometimes where you like, you're wheeling and you're like, well, I'm going to get hit now. Yeah. Like, I can't stop myself. And then another thing, which I don't really, like, run into anymore because I don't really use carts, but, like, the wheelie, or not the wheelie, but, like, using the Wii wheel and cart in there is just awful. Like, you are riding the wall the entire time you're playing. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my number 10.
Alrighty. At number 9, I've got SNES Mario Circuit 3. Just cause it's like the closest track you get to with actual like motorcycle racing, like you want to get to the little red and white spots on every single turn, and you have to cut the corners so close, and like, I think it does that really well, and it's really the only track where it like actually feels like you're right on the edge of like getting into the off-road. And I also favor tracks with like huge off-road shortcuts besides dry ruins, because I don't know how to do it yet. And the arguably grumble with the rock hop.
Oh my god.
Still have not figured that out. But yeah, it's like, it's pretty intense, especially on Mach Bike. Because I like Mach Bike. I don't know which one I favor, but I've been using Flame Runner a rot. Oh my god. A lot. Because that's just the optimal vehicle. But no, it's pretty intense and fun to do, so.
I think I like wanna think of a mock bike person over a flame runner, but like when I was using mock bike in an actual cup once I was done playing last night. Granted, last night was not a good night for me. Maybe we'll get into that a different day. I just kept getting screwed over and over again on the mock bike, and I was like, I'm done playing. Like, I'm so pissed off. So, yeah. Let's see. Number nine, we got Luigi Circuit. Just like, I think it was my first track I ever played on Mario Kart 2. So, like, it's got that sentimental value to me. Obviously, like you said, Luigi's head turning into a Mii is also, like, pretty cool. I miss Miis so much, being, like, just such a big point in Nintendo games. I get that to move on, get like do other things, but like Wii Sports was just so good. Wii Parties is so good. Like anything involving Miis was just so much fun because you can like make any character you want and they're like the center of attention. Another game that really no one talks about is Tomodachi Life. It's pretty much Sims with your Miis. Go watch the Pooffesher series of that. That shit was hilarious. Like that made me want to buy a 3DS and just play that so bad. Anyways, Luigi's Circuit, such a classic track. If you've never played Mario Kart before, this is your best track to like start on, pretty much. Super simple layout. It's like one of those simple tracks that I just really love coming back to. So, yeah.
And it's like kind of a guarantee pick by anyone because it
Oh,
is
yeah.
quite literally the first track and it's easy to
It
get
should
to.
be the first track you play when you play Wii.
Yeah,
It's so simple.
unless you're nuts.
Yeah. I want to start with the Star Cub. You're fucking weird.
Yuck. Alrighty. At eight, I've got DK Summit. I think this is arguably like the best snow track in Mario Kart. What's it called? The one Wario won in 8 Deluxe is also.
Mount Wario is
Yes.
pretty banging.
But DK Summit is a classic. It's one of those where if you know the track, you can like skip a bunch. Like after coming out of the cannon, you can hit that side boost and completely skip that corner. You can low trick through that one spot with all the humpies.
I think another reason why I like Wii a lot is I think Nintendo gave you a lot of leeway to figure out like ridiculous shortcuts. Like I know there's a huge community of like finding like supercuts and stuff, but like I just don't think it hits as hard as when you did it on the Wii, to be honest. So, yeah.
And then the shy guy bit at the end's also like really intense because you're trying to avoid them, and that's honestly kind of hard to do if you're hitting the zipper like just right, and then it's like, oh, well, here comes the shy
Yeah, your
guy.
timing's just off and you just gotta accept it at that point.
And then there's the double cut in the middle. There's just so many things on this track that you can skip that like gives you such an advantage that's kind of fun, so.
At number eight, I have Moomoo Meadows. Just such a classic map. Such a big Moomoo Meadows guy. But like you said, I think they did it better in Mario Kart 8. And it was also so hype seeing it come back in Mario Kart 8 when it came out. Me and you were like, let's go!
Yes.
Like, and it wasn't a DLC one either, I don't think. I think it was
Mm-mm.
just Green Cup or Green Shell Cup. Like, normal. So, that was cool. Such a simple track. They throw in some cows in there. You can get hit by that. The moles are kind of annoying. Like you said though, my biggest gripe with this track is the jump just landing in grass most of the time. It's like what? Like I feel like over the years like that gap where you're supposed to turn has just gotten smaller. Like I remember not really having an issue with that. But now it's just like every time I'm just in the grass suddenly it's like okay, but yeah, Moomoo Meadows is quite the track.
At seven, I've got GCN Mario Circuit. Yeah, I think this was definitely boosted because I like Double Dash so much. That shortcut behind the chain chomp is really fun because you actually save like a good amount of time avoiding that big old guy and then just not doing that turn. Yeah, the end part is pretty chaotic. There's a lot of moments on this track where it's like really easy to snipe people because there's the big straightaway with the plants on each side and then the left and then the little bumpy part and then the Goombas. And like 90% of the time, I don't even take that left turn before the bridge. I just like wheelie over it and then,
Yeah.
or speed through it with an item. And then, yeah, there's just so many moments in this track, like in the second half, where it's like, where it's like
Yeah.
just absolute panic and anything can happen.
That's why
So.
I think I like Double Dash's version more, 'cause like I vividly remember us playing like through the cups, and we'd like play as like Wario and Waluigi, and we'd just bomb people in that
Yeah.
puddle because like it was like the easiest place to just
Yeah.
destroy people. So, yeah. Okay. Number seven, I got DK Summit. Just such a joy of a track, truly. It's just so much fun. There's so much leeway and like the routes you can take too. Like there's so many divots in the snow where you can like trick. You can just straight up like do the gap jump, like where the figure eight kind of thing
Yeah.
is. There's two separate ways of like at the end with the Shy Guys on the snowboards,
Yeah.
which makes it honestly, a lot of fun. Obviously, once you start time trialing, you don't really take m many different routes anymore like you would as a kid, just because
Yeah.
you know like what's fastest. But like, this track is so good. Also, I'm glad I remembered this because I was looking at it way earlier on. Did you ever think this map was called DK Snowboard Cross? There's a huge Mandela effect that people thought this was called DK Snowboard
I don't think
Cross,
so.
because I thought it was called that as a
Oh,
kid,
really?
and apparently it's like the British version, like it's called DK Snowboard Cross.
Huh.
And I think the issue was maybe is I'd watched so many YouTube videos on this as like a kid on like my mom's shitty computer,
Sure.
and it would be like DK Snowboard Cross in the video.
Yeah.
So there's like this huge like it's obviously not like a ton of people talk about it, but like the Mario Kart community is like, I swear this was called DK Snowboard Cross like a couple years ago, but it's just DK Pass. It's super weird. Or
Huh.
DK Summit, but yeah. I don't know. I don't know what made me think it was that. I like I said, I think it was probably just YouTube videos I was
Yeah.
watching, but yeah, super weird.
I think I've heard of that. I was just like, I don't know what they're talking about.
That's fair. It's usually what happens with Mandela effects, though, is if
Yeah.
it's never happened to you, you're just like, you're kind of stupid for thinking that. So.
Let's see. At number what?
Round
Oh,
six.
okay. Number six, I've got GCN DK Mountain. This is a really fun track. Going towards Grumble, that's kind of the whole like thing. That's probably Grumble Volcano. You're just racing on top of that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going up. It's like such a nice looking track, and it executes it very well. It's basically like the grassy version of DK Summit, but getting launched up there and then riding down the side of a mountain slash volcano is like super cool. Doing the little end shortcut is like the first one I learned, and it's really easy to do, and it saves 3 seconds. And then the little rickety bridge at the end, where it's actually fixed in this game, unlike Double Dash, where you can get like kind of close to the edge and you'll just shoot off because.
Have you seen the clip on TikTok of that Daisy driver going on the bridge?
I don't think so.
They're in first, they get like hit with a blue shell, knocked off. Gets put back on, they get hit with like a red shell, and then they get knocked off at the end again, and they get last. It's insane. I'll have to try it. If you remind me later, I'll try and find it. It's
Okay.
hilarious. It's just such a Mario Kart Wii moment, honestly.
Yeah, but no. Super fun track, great mechanics, and just so nice.
My number six is Game Boy Bowser Castle 3. Just such a cool ass track. Like, it's pretty long for like a Game Boy track, but
Yeah.
like there's a lot of like different fun things that can happen. The short tricks over like the mini jumps are fun. I'm glad they made those short tricks and not like Ghost Valley where you like shoot up
Oh,
super high.
God.
Then there's the unpredictability of the fireballs coming up under
Yeah.
and kind of screwing you over. Then there's that hyper cut where you can just jump across the entire map, which I haven't figured out, but maybe one day we'll do some glitch training on stream or something. I feel like that'd be the only way I'd want to practice is if we were like doing it on stream or
Yeah.
something. I don't know if I'd ever put my actual time into figuring that out because it's not coming to pull it off in a real race most of the time. So, but just like a really fun track. I remember, did they ever, what Bowser Castle did they end up adding to 8? Because I really do.
Three. It was the
This
tour
one?
version of three, though. Yeah. So, not even worth it. Yeah.
We had a lot of like good moments with Tour last summer because we had like the pass and everything.
Yeah.
Like we had a lot of fun playing it, but sometimes I really wish that shit never existed because holy shit. Like, it kind of just like ruined a lot of tracks.
Yeah.
It also spoiled a lot of tracks because we'd be playing and we'd be like, why is there so much moon view?
Yeah.
Oh, moon view is being added to 8. So, yep. There's that.
At number five, I've got GCN Waluigi Stadium.
Surprised you have this so high, honestly.
I was like, oh God, this time trial is gonna be like awful. And then I was like, this is actually so much fun. It's like, it's so much fun. It's like a demolition derby of a track. It's kind of similar to DK Summit in the way that if you know the track and know the skips, it's like, oh, okay. Like cutting off the huge jump with the Ring of Fire, you can bounce off the invisible wall, shoot down, and save a lot of time. And then there's that, if you don't do that like correctly, you can cut off that left bit, and then you can zipper through the piranha spot, which doesn't happen 100% of the time, and then you can get stuck on the pipe, and then you're like, I'm quitting now. But yeah, shooting through that part is fun, and then yeah, doing that end bit easy. But seeing yourself on like the little TV is fun. At least I'm pretty sure you can.
I'm pretty sure you do
Yeah.
at points, so.
That's always cool. 'Cause it's literally just your screen, but just projected up there, and it's
Yeah.
like, oh, look at that. But no, I actually ended up really enjoying this track. I mean, I don't know if I could rank it higher, but I
I
just
just
got.
remember you got really tilted at like one point playing it, and I was like,
Yeah.
oh, this is gonna be like middle of the pack now, just because you're like getting really pissed
Yeah.
off at it.
I think it's just the highest it'll ever be.
Probably.
So, yeah.
At number five, I have DS Delfino Square. I'm just such a bitch for this track. I love this track so much. And like I did mention this earlier, but like my top 15 could probably change at any moment in time, to be honest. Like it's, yeah, it was really tough ranking these, but yeah, Delfino Square is just really fun. I obviously had memories of playing this on the DS. But I played it on the Wii first, so I was like, seeing it on the DS was cool. I think that was when I realized retros were from other games. Yeah. Like, I didn't really process that at first. So, like, I'd see, like, DS blank, like, DS track, and I'd be like, oh, that's from the DS, but, like, I didn't know what GCN meant, or, like, yeah. SNES. I was like, what does that even mean? Huh. Like, but, it's just such an enjoyable track. It's easily one of my favorite retros in this game, so... Yeah.
At number four, I've got N64 Bowser's Castle. This is the longest track in the game, but I enjoy it, like, every moment of it. There's no, like, crazy shortcut that puts you way ahead of everyone else. It's just, the layout's so good, and it just, it does everything so well. It really is, like, probably the best castle of Bowser's Castle. Like,
yeah, which is why I was salty when the tour... Well, I couldn't remember if it was tour or not, but I remember being pretty salty about which Bowser Castle they picked for 8.
Yeah.
Because we were like, there's only one in the game. Nintendo.
Yeah.
We have 18 Rainbow Roads in the game already. Please. So.
Yeah. You really go through, like, every single room. There's... crazy hallways, there's thwomps everywhere, there's like little paintings of Bowser Jr., and just you even go through like a garden, and then you go through like a moat and the bridge, and like it's just really nice to race this track, and it doesn't even feel like the longest track in the game either, but you get a little bit of everything, and it's a great track.
Number four, I have GameCube DK Mountain. Just a banger track, honestly. It's so much fun. It's just like, there's nothing like super special about it, but it's just so much fun to race it. And like, once you learn, like you said, like the different shortcuts of it, it's like one of like, easily probably one of my best times on time trial, which is, like, kind of helps its case a little bit, because it's like,
yeah.
Damn, I'm like, I'm fucking it up right now. Like, but it overall, really iconic track too. I feel like it's one of people's, like, I don't know about like favorite tracks of all time, but it's like, it's definitely like one of their most thought about tracks. Like, I feel like people were like pretty excited for it when it like was for 8 and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So, but yeah, no, I really do like DK Mountain a lot. So. I don't know. I think I like this version better than the GameCube version, though, because it's just so... Yeah. There's a lot of fucky parts in the GameCube where you can just, like... When we, like, would turn and we just wouldn't turn, it was like, alright. And then the bridge would just shoot you off, and you're like, alright. Like,
they definitely polished it. There's a lot of the turns where you're, like, riding the edge instead of riding the inside, because inside drift didn't really exist yet.
No.
But yeah, it's definitely way more polished.
Yeah.
At number three, I've got DS Delfino Square. And I remember the one thing I remember last time I had it at like 20 or something.
Yeah,
and
I was so mad. Obviously, don't have that clip anymore. It's gone. But it's like, I was so furious. I was like, how do you like not like this track? Like, it's just so clean. Like, I didn't get it at all.
I think it is, like, the best execution of a city besides, like... No, I think it is.
Like, maybe one of the tour tracks.
Yeah.
But, like...
No.
maybe. I don't know.
The two paths you can take is, like, they're not really better than the other one.
Kind of your preference.
And then there's the bridge part, like the wooden bridge part, which you don't really do unless you can confidently hop it and then go through the little muddy shortcut, which I've only seen Troy do. I'm not going to do it myself.
Yeah, he's insane at it too. It's just, I'm sure plenty of people do it. It's just we watch Troy a lot and it's like, goddamn, like he just shot through that so fast. Like, oh,
already. I'll just do it normally.
Yeah. And doing it normally is like really like uncomfortable too sometimes. Like you just kind of like have to take the turn really awkwardly. So,
You kind of have to like delay the mushroom too. You have to get in the shortcut and then use it and then kind of go straight but also drift. But no, it's executed very well. The layout, super easy to do. So, yep.
This part was so hard for me. At number three, I have Daisy Circuit.
I know you'd love
I
Daisy
love Daisy
Circuit.
Circuit so much. It's just such like a, it's such a vibey track. Like it reminds me of like a city version of Jungle Parkway. Like because like everything's orange. It's like a sunset. Super simple layout. Like the stair shortcut's really fun to execute when you can. The figure eight part, like especially Mach Bike. Mach Bike is so much fun on this track. And like there's nothing really that can screw you over too badly. And it's I feel like everyone's like you can easily win this if you have the chance to win it. I don't like I've just really enjoyed this track since like I was a kid. I don't know what it is about it, but it's just like this track's so much fun. So yeah. That's my number three.
At number two, I've got N64 Mario Raceway. Man, is this like, it's not even like a circuit, but it's like the closest circuit without being actually called a circuit.
Arguably the best circuit that's not called a circuit.
And the big like rotating sign is funny. But it's like, it's so much fun to do, and the off-road cuts are crazy, especially when you like just go around the pipe and just cut right. You can save so much time. But it's like, it's really easy to drive, and there's intense parts, and that's really hard to execute at the same time. It's just such a nice track throughout, and and like even tricking off the pipe at the end doesn't save a ton of time, but it's still really fun to do because it's easy and it like looks impressive and it's like ha. It's like getting a mushroom boost by doing virtually nothing.
I don't even think I did that for my like run for time trial, and I still beat it by like 8 or 9 seconds. I just really enjoy the track.
So that is my number two.
My number two is N64 Mario Raceway. yeah. No, I agree with everything you said. It's a great track. It's like I can't really tell you why I like this track so much. I could tell you why Caleb likes this track a lot. He's just a bitch for circuit tracks. But like it's just such a clean track, and it's not, it's longer than a Mario circuit track usually would be, but it's just genuinely really fun to play as well, which just adds a lot of points to it for me. So yeah.
I'm honestly surprised you had that so high. I thought it was going to be lower.
Well, like I said, I think it's probably the best Mario circuit that's not called a circuit,
Yeah,
so
because it basically is, but it
it's
isn't.
practically a Mario circuit. Maybe it's the raceway part. Maybe if it was Mario circuit, I wouldn't like it as much.
At number one, I've got SNES Bowser Castle 3. It's so good. It's so good. The layout.
It's Game Boy, by the way, but
I knew it as soon as
you
I
were
said
so
it too.
unconfident when you said
As
SNES.
yes, just because it's just known as Bowser Castle 3.
Or BC3 if you're a god.
My number one is BC3. But no, it's like you can have like tight turns without having tight turns. Like they're all like basically 90 degrees, but they're all easily achievable. And like you can see the thwomps coming from a mile away, but you still hit them.
I still take the jump and then run directly into one right afterwards.
Exactly. But it's like I think the best mix of intimidating turns and also like long straightaways. It's just got that mix, and there's like a slight amount of off-road too, and it's just that final stretch, you can't beat it
Yeah.
because you gotta get it perfectly in the middle, but it makes you like super easy to snipe. And then there's also the thwomps, and it's just so good.
Lot of straightaways too that you can get like pretty screwed on.
Yeah.
So my number one is N64 Bowser Castle. I'm just such a bitch for this goddamn track. I love it so much. It's like there's so many Bowser Castles, but when you think of a Bowser Castle, this would be Bowser's castle. Bowser would not have random bullshit fireball big fellas shooting shit at you, and there's just mud everywhere. Like, this is like a full-on, like, Bowser just like bought a castle off of like a former king. It's like all the rugs are red. Like,
Yep.
there's thwomps in there and like lava, but like it's not like OD as fuck. Like, and it, like you said, it's like the longest track in the game, but like I could not even tell it was the longest track in the game. It's just so smooth when you run through it. Obviously, there's like some very tight turns, there's grass, there's fireballs that can like mess up your day, but like overall, it's just such a fun track, so.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, this really treated us with the Bowser Castles.
Which is why I wanted it in 8 so
Yeah.
bad, because there was so many rumors it was gonna be in 8, and I was like, please,
Yeah.
please, I beg, and then that just didn't happen, and I was
Yeah.
like, Christ. So we have last year's list. Is it very different from this one?
Yeah, I'd say there's some like major differences. At 32, I've got Wario's Gold Mine, and at number
That's
one, I've got Bowser Castle 3.
damn.
So that did
I'm
not change.
I have the same thing. I have Shy Guy Beach last, and I have N64 Bowser Castle first. So I guess we really hate one track and we really love one track.
Yeah, no, I had Moo Moo at 3. Luigi Circuit at 4. Like, yeah. Delfino was at 10. So it wasn't as bad.
Yeah. I feel like I think it was the DS video where I was getting really pissed off at you. I don't think it was the Wii video. I think you had the DS ranking super low.
Maybe I did.
'Cause I don't think I'd be that mad at you for putting it in 10.
Yeah,
But I
no.
remember being like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
This one may be a hot take, but I hate putting it at 12, but I've got Delfino Square.
Really?
Yeah.
Waluigi Stadium at 18 on both lists.
Oh yeah. At Delfino I had it at like there's some arrows here, but my original ranking is at like 14.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's one of the best DS tracks.
Yeah, like on here, I've got DK Mountain at 14, Waluigi Stadium at 15, Shy Guy Beach. I have Rainbow Road at 31. I
Damn.
must have been really mad at
You
it.
probably were. So, our rankings like kind of changed a little bit. It was more of like the middle stuff that kind of changed more than. Yeah, thank you guys for watching this episode. Probably a little bit longer one.
That's all right.
Think we'll be sitting at like 1 hour and 45 minutes. So, but it's 32 tracks. So, we'll definitely do like maybe three parts or two parts for Mario Kart 8 when we
Oh
eventually do
God,
that, just because
96 tracks.
it's a lot. I don't think we're gonna go nearly as in depth with those ones, probably, at least until like maybe like the top like 40 or something like that. But like, because I'm sure there's gonna be a ton of shitters. I'm just like, number 96, da da
Tour,
da, hate
tour,
it,
tour,
tour,
tour.
yeah.
Yeah.
And we still could do a tour ranking too. There's like 16 tour rankings, so maybe we'll
Yeah.
do that. But Let us know what your favorite Mario Kart Wii track is of all time in the comments down below. Let us know if you want us to do any music rankings of the games. So, yeah. Thank you guys for watching this episode. Go follow our Instagram, TikTok, Instagram. We're on it.
Subscribe.
Subscribe, please. Like, we beg. We can only grow if we get more subscribers, which means better content, more videos.
Better quality.
Better quality. So, if you enjoy our videos, please subscribe. If you don't, comment down below why. We can try and fix it. We're very open to that. So, yeah, thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys next time.
See ya.